Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, Lions injuries. You mentioned it. We'll keep an eye out tomorrow when we're there, but Jahmyr Gibbs, hamstring. Mm-hmm. Level of concern, plus the two rookie corners who left yesterday, Rakestraw and Arnold, with injuries. Rakestraw an ankle, Arnold an upper body.
Right. As of now, obviously not being a doctor, physically I'm not worried about the rookies.
Okay.
But mentally, I think they need the work, as far as especially being ready for the opener. Gibbs, it wouldn't stun me if he misses the first game. If I was betting, I'd say he'll be there. But he's had, he had a little hamstring last year. He had a soft tissue injury during spring camp this year. Who knows? That's somewhat worrisome. At least you have the foundation of David Montgomery back there that, although obviously he's not as dynamic as Gibbs, one of the same plays. But the fact that he's there gives you a lot of comfort.
Yeah, Montgomery gets what's blocked and some. He just does it differently. He's going to lower his shoulder. He's going to get tough yardage, goal line. You want both because you got to survive a 20-week season.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on playing 20 weeks, deep playoff run.
Yes.
With a hamstring, I always get nervous because you've seen this where guys, it should only be a couple weeks, and then it's like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere because it doesn't respond. So clearly he should just be ramped down. Work on stretching it out. I don't need to see him in the preseason.
Correct.
I don't need to see any of these starters in the preseason.
No.
This should just reinforce what you have long said, what I agree with, where more NFL coaches are starting to agree with. Dan Campbell, they did it last year. They didn't play their starters.
Right.
Jared Goff didn't play last year.
He hinted, though, some of the guys might see a little bit of time Saturday.
He said it depends on the work they get this week. And I'm hoping that they just get the work in this week. Because in practice, you can work out. You can kick 5 straight field goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't in the preseason. We're going to go 10 straight plays on red zone goal line. You don't get to in a preseason game. You could say, I want to do a 2-minute drill. We might not get the chance in the one drive that Goff would get in a preseason game. I know I can rep it in practice. That's more valuable. It's always made more sense to me. It's why the joint practices feel like an even better way to do this than the preseason games. The preseason exists because money.
Yes. Well, arguably, though, the flip side is, the arguably the best team in the National Football League, the Chiefs, they don't do joint practices, and he plays his starters, a little bit in the game. Now,
right, but
there is a danger in that, as we saw with them, because Hollywood Brown got hurt.
Yes.
Now, granted, you want to say, well, I wanted him to play with Mahomes during a game just to get that stuff together, but he had a shoulder injury. I don't know if he's going to be back.
I would be very careful using the Chiefs as an example of doing things right, because they have Mahomes and it feels like they could do anything. They could be like, hey, we eat frosting for breakfast and we go to the Super Bowl. Well, every team should do it. No, it's not because of the frosting. It's because of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You'll remember Chris Jones didn't play to start the season and Kelsey was hurt to start the season. They won because those guys were ramped up at the end of the season playing their best ball in the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I look at Dan Campbell's philosophy last year. I hope it continues this year.
I agree with it, too.
They started hot a season ago. They won 12 games. They won their division. They won 2 playoff games. It certainly wasn't a detriment to rest those guys a year ago. And there's no new coordinator. Where they got we got to figure out maybe the getting into the groove.
Exactly.
The guys who need to get in the groove are the corners. And I don't want to gloss over Tyrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw because...
So you had no problem with them playing last week.
Right. Younger players, they need to ramp up to speed a little bit. They play physical. And I want them to continue to play physical, but if they're hurt, that's where I get a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the gate, they're going to play Puka Nacua potentially and Cooper Kupp and Stafford slinging it around, and it's a good test for them early. I hope they're both healthy. No indication they're going to miss the opener yet.
No.
But we don't know because we don't get all the full information. It's an ankle injury for Rakestraw. What does that mean? He rolled an ankle, he's back today, or... something more severe, and he's going to be out beyond that. We don't know. The other thing that Campbell said, they're begging for someone to step up at wide receiver three. Does that concern you at all that he is
saying that publicly? Although he did say that since the Giant game, DPJ has had some good practice work. Look, we said that was one of the weaknesses, you know, if you had to describe a weakness of this football team going in. One, we kept saying that they need another edge rusher. And the other one was they need a receiver to take Josh Reynolds' place. You know, and right now you think Khalif Raymond's the number three, right?
Yeah.
They don't have that, you know, that big body wide receiver, you know, for the end zone and things like that. Now, they didn't really need it last year per se, but it's a luxury.
So as Lions fans, we watch Calvin Johnson and we know what a big body receiver does. You can't win one-on-one because they're gonna go up and get the ball. They're great in the red zone. I don't feel like a lot of the great teams have big X receivers anymore. Like, look around the league. Right. You say San Francisco may be the best offense in football. Who's their big X receiver? Ayuk's like 6'2".
Yeah.
Look at Dallas, CeeDee Lamb. I think he's only 6'2". He's not these, you know, big, chiseled, massive receivers.
AJ Brown, the Eagles, is only like 6'1".
Yeah, right? as Paul Sarah, you know, reminded us earlier in the show, he's slow and short, and he's no good.
Yeah, and another one, Devontae Smith, is short.
Slight.
Yes.
Go around the league. Miami, Paul Sarah's team. They have any big X receivers? No, they get the guys open with the ball in space. The Lions are built the same way. Mm-hmm. St. Brown, Laporta, Gibbs, yak guys, yards after the catch. It's not this idea that they need the big X receiver. They do need a third receiver, though.
Right.
And I'm a little concerned that Campbell continues to... Hey, somebody do something! Can somebody step up and be the third receiver?
The fact that, and now granted it was an injury that was part of it, that it was a seventh-round pick, so I'm not going to kill Brad Holmes for it. But it's one of the few Brad Holmes picks that have not worked out. I'm on Green, right?
Antoine Green. Yeah.
We're going to start criticizing seventh-round picks.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
He didn't give up a fifth for Trinity Benson.
I was waiting for that.
No, seriously, guys.
How hot is his seat? 248.
No. This third receiver thing is just getting way too much. There's too much concern and talk about it. You have two running backs, two receivers, and a tight end who are primary targets. So you're talking about your sixth option on offense.
Yes.
Okay? And then you've got, I'm pretty happy with Khalif Raymond as my sixth option, actually, when it comes down to it, compared to the rest of the league. Brock Wright is a very good blocking / decent receiving tight end when you need him. Laporta's going to take care of this.
And the line is going to give time to get to the other reads.
I agree with you, but so if you're listing, for lack of a better word, weaknesses or concerns, isn't that like second or third, though?
Yeah, because there are so few of them.
Right.
I'm definitely more concerned still about kicker because of the inexperience.
Ticket Texter says concerns. Number one is edge.
Okay.
Number two is the secondary chemistry. Not necessarily the players, but they got to play together. Kicker is third, and wide receiver three is the fourth concern, Alex in Lansing.
Okay. I'm surprised backup quarterback has not been brought up.
You could throw that in the mix. We don't need a big X receiver when we have Sam Laporta on the ticket text. They need to go out and have a conversation with Hunter Renfro, Shane, in a car. He's not doing anything.
No, he'd be another slot receiver.
I heard Rakestraw tried to go back in after getting injured, but was pulled. His injury is probably minor.
Good.
That's good news. We aren't replacing Reynolds. J-Mo is doing that. We're replacing J-Mo's production from last season with a combination of Raymond and DPJ. It was about 350 yards worth. When you put it that way, it's not really that big a concern.
No.
And I like how Guff put it. You got five other mouths to feed on this offense with the tight ends, the running backs, plural, and the receivers. Now, if Gibbs' hamstring nags, and it's still too early to say it will, that would be concerning because you got one back who'd take the brunt of the carries. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have Montgomery, or you wouldn't have Gibbs as a receiver either. So it hurts you both ways. And then the receiver room starts to be more concerning.
Well, then you have the rookie and the running back.
Vaki.
Yes.
Who looked good in the preseason.
Yes, he did.
You go on the injury, the hamstring. I actually think if he's going to suffer another hammy issue this year. You've seen guys that when they come into the league, some guys just are hamstrung by hammies the first couple years of their career. This is perfect timing. You got 26 days until the opener. You shut them down. You let them sit a couple weeks, and then you start working them back in if it's okay about 10 days out.
So the guy that I think of with the hamstring injuries most recently, Christian Watson of the Packers. Do you know what he did this offseason? This is fascinating. He went and did like an in-depth study, I believe at Wisconsin-Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that the way his muscles are, he's disproportionately straining one hamstring more than the other. So now he's like training so that they're even.
Wow.
So like the, because they can be such a pain in the ass. It's really held him back to start his career. And the ticket texter says it, like you guys have brought up, they can end up being weeks at a time. Heck, a bone bruise will heal faster than a hammy sometimes.
Yeah.
Texter says, put Hutch on the offense around the goal line. 6'7", athletic, physical. There's your ex receiver.
Come on, they got Sewell.
There you go. Little jumbo set. He's already caught a pass.
Yes, I know. That's why.
I'd be down with it. 97-1.